We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning Nun Hey Amud Beis from the bottom. It said in the Mishnah that on Yom Tif, the three Yom Tov and three Regalim, all the Mishmaris, even though every week is a different Mishmar, but on Yom Tif, since they're all here anyway, they all get a right in the Kabbalas. And it said that they all split in the Kabbalas of the Regal, which includes the Musafin from the Regal and other special things that comes from the Regal. Eilus Riyah also, Eilus Riyah, Sham and Chagiga. But it also says the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim, they also split in Lechem Aponim. And Lechem Aponim usually goes to the Mishmaris that are from that Shabbos. It happens to be that the Mishmaris switch on Shabbos. Every week, a new Mishmar comes in, they come in on Shabbos. That means the morning Talmud Shal Shachar is done by Mishmar A, and that day, the Mishmar A leaves, and Mishmar B comes, and they do the Talmud Shal Ben Abayim. So usually Lechem Aponim, six loaves go to the first, the one who's leaving, and the other six loaves go to the one who are staying. On Regal, everyone splits in Lechem Aponim. And Shaz, how do we know that? Tana Rabbanim. Menayin Shekal Mishmaris, Shavais B'chil Lechem Aponim. How do you know that on Yom Tov of the Sukkot, or Pesach, or Shavuos, that all the Mishmaris, the lands of on Shabbos, they're going to split the Lechem Aponim. Talmud Lehman says in the Pasuk, Chelek Kechelek Echelu. They each eat the equal Chelek. Just like they're all split in the Avoida, they split in the Achila. Now, which Achila are we talking about in this Pasuk? This Pasuk is a continuation of the Pasuk we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, and the Gemara brought this Pasuk of Bavachol Avas Nafshay, that we said that when they come up for Oil Regal, they all could be Makrif. It says, now Pasuk Yechelu. So which Achila are we talking about? My Achila. Ilem Kabonis. If it weren't the Kabonis that they're being Makrif, special for the regal, Mahasim Nafka. We know from a different pasuk that the pasuk says anytime you are the makriv, you eat it. L'koyin a makriv oisah lo yisia, you get it. So what's a special din of aichelu? Ela lechem aponim. It's going lechem aponim. Yochol af b'chayves abosh lo machs regal. Maybe any carbon that comes on Sukkot or Pesach or Shavuos, they should eat because it says aichelu. Shlo machs regal b'regal, maybe they should eat it also. Tamlo the pasuk says chelik chelik aichelu levad besides from karav al avos. Which is what the father is made up with each other, which are the mishmaris. Levavim karas al avos ma machru avos zelazah ni b'shabbos even ibatav b'shabbos chal. They made up ready. That's your week and my week, so that you don't get included. So how did the Gemara know taka that's going on dafka on lechem aponim and not on the other kabbonis that regular? Because lechem aponim is a regular standard carbon. All standard kabbonis we're saying are part of the pasuk levavim karas al avos that goes per Shabbos, the regular mishmar of the week. So how do you know taka lechem aponim goes to them? From the pasuk Yechelu, how you know it's going on lechem aponim? So Rashi explains because it says loshon Yechelu. What's the type of carbon that all it is achila? That's lechem aponim. All of the kabbonis have this shvikas adam, the shchita, the aktara. Lechem aponim is only eating it, and therefore it must be going on that. So Tosis asks on afnun heima beis, what do you mean? There's bezichim. You can't eat lechem aponim until you makar the bezichim. Then the bzichim alavina, bzichim alavina. Totally makar the bzichim alavina. It's not a. It says ever toisvus. That's not in the lechem. It's not in the guf halechem. There's nothing in the lechem. The only thing to do with the lechem is eat it. And therefore, when it says yechelu, we're not sure what goes on. We know it goes on the lechem haponim, sark haponim. They all split it in lechem haponim. So the Gemara writes. It says in the Mishnah about seres oimeloi helech matzah and helech chametz. This was said in the Mishnah yesterday. We didn't explain this well yesterday. What it means is, and it's not it has nothing to do with the Gemara. Just know what the Mishnah means. That on Shavuos you have shtei lechem and you have lechem aponim. Lechem aponim is matzah. Shtei lechem is chametz. So you tell them when you give it out, shtei lechem is also mach masayontif. So they both all the mishmaras split this evenly. So you tell them helech matzah, which means that everyone has to split up in the matzah, and then everyone splits up in the chametz. Because you can't say, you know what, half the mishmaris will take chametz, half take matzah. Because you can't split them connected to each other. They have to be two separate things. They have to be two separate kabbonis. So you say helech matzah, here, everyone come, let's split up the matzah, which is the lechem upon them. And then you say helech chametz, which is the shtei halechem, which is a special carbon for shavuos, you also split that up. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara's going to go into a different sugya and come back to our Mishnah to bring a raya from there. Itmar. Rav Amar, when it comes to, we know by Kiddush, the first night of Sukkot, we make the Shechiyonah by Kiddush. Even though the Gemara said before that really you can make a Shechiyonah when you build the Sukkah, my said the minig is, the Gemara came out, you make it on Kiddush. Now what comes first? Leishev by Sukkah or Shechiyonah? So the Gemara will talk about that now. Itma. Rav Amar, Sukkah, first you make the bracha Leishev by Sukkah, va'achach zman, afterwards you make the bracha of Shechiyonah. Rav Arachano Amar, first zman, first you make Shechiyonah. What's the Biyah Machlokes? The Gemara explains. Rav Amar Sukkah V'Achaz Man. Rav says verse makes Sukkah and then Shech Yonu. Why? Chiyuv Adiyayim Ad. The Chiyuv Adiyayim, something special for the day, which is Leishah Sukkah, is better than Shech Yonu, which is a more generic bracha. That bracha is every single Yontim, not Dafka for Sukkahs. So Chiyuv Adiyayim Ad, it's better to do the special bracha of the day. That's what Rav says. Rav Amar Amar, no, Zman V'Achaz Sukkah. Why? Todim V'Shen Todim. The bracha of Shech Yonu is more common, is more usual than the bracha leishah sukkah. Therefore, halacha is we have two things of tadir and a tadir. Whoever's more usual goes first. Therefore, he holds that the shachiyaru goes first. The machlokes is Rav holds first you say leishah sukkah then shachiyaru, and Rav Bachana said first you say shachiyaru then sukkah. Zok tomorrow, the effect tomorrow lema. It's really a kasha. Lema Rav Bachana plucked the Beit Shammai's Hillel. Come on, forget you tell me they're going to argue in the same machlokes as Beit Shammai's Hillel, and the Gemara's going to ask that Rav is be like Beit Shammai. The Torah Bar Lutra Braisa, this discussion is talking about Shabbos, Friday night. So Dvarim Shmei Mir Shammai Sil Basuda. There's different machlokes between Mir Shammai Sil and the Suda. It's in the parak of Elo Dvarim in the seventh parak of the seventh or eighth parak of Brachas. I think it's the eighth parak of Brachas. So there it says Dvarim Shmei Mir Shammai Sil Basuda. By Shammai Oimrim, when it comes to Kiddush, what do you make first, Kiddush or Bar Pri Hagafen? By Shammai Oimrim, first Bevarach Al Yoyim. First you make Kiddush. Then you say Bar Pri Gafen. First you make the bracha of Kiddush, they make a bracha of Bar Pri Gafen. But still says no, like we do. I mean, Bar Baruch Al Yayim, first you make Bar Pri Gafen. Then you make a bracha on the Yayim. So Gemara explains, the Bryce explains, what's Bashami, Bashami, Basil? Bashami, I mean, Baruch Al Yayim, you first make a bracha of Kiddush, Vachem Baruch Al Yayim, then you make a bracha on Bar Pri Gafen. Why? For two reasons, he says. First of all, Shayim, Gurim, Liayim, Shayabai. If not for the day, we wouldn't be having wine. We're only having wine because Shabbos, Kiddush. Therefore, we're bringing wine, so the day is more important. The Kiddush is more important. And number two, and even more, the day becomes Kiddush, Peshas, it gets dark, even though you didn't have any wine yet. So therefore, there's two reasons why the day comes first. First of all, that is the cause of everything. And number two is, it happens first. That's Beshama Shita. But he still says, no, we do Bar Pri Gafen first. Why? But still, you know why? First of all, you can't make Kiddush without wine. And like Rashi speaks out if it's Pas also, if you're not making Kiddush on wine, Allah says you can make Kiddush on bread. Also, without the bread, you can't make Kiddush. So therefore, that bracha goes first, because you can't do anything without that Yayin or Pas. You can't just make Kiddush in the middle of nowhere. And another two reason is, that Yayin is more Tadir. And the bracha kiddush is not tadir. Tadir is any tadir, tadir kaidim. Tadir, any tadir, tadir is kaidim. So, what do you see from here? So, Leiva Rav that says you say first the bracha of sukkah and desman, you don't hold of tadir, do not hold of tadir. Who's that? That's Baruch Shammai. Don't make a Shammai. He says make a bracha of kiddush first, before Baruch Pri Gafen. Rav Achana says you say tadir, and if you make Shechiyano first, it's like Baruch Shammai says make Yayin first. So, how can you Rav is like Baruch Shammai? You don't pass like Baruch Shammai. Amalach Rav. So Rav says, no, there's two machlokes and no shachas each other. Amalach Rav, I know the Amri fill of Beis Hillel. I go like a Beis Hillel. That means by wine, I agree to Beis Hillel. Because by wine, you have two reasons. Atkan lakam Beis Hillel hasam, el shay yayin garam kudush shutayimah. There, tadir is not enough a reason. They have another reason. The yayin is causing the kiddush to come. Without yayin, you can't, without wine, you can't make kiddush. Aval hacha, he loves mam in the room in sukkah. Sukkah is not telling his man. So you don't go as a tadir. Sukkah is a better, is a chiyuv adiyayim. I say sukkah first. Tadir alone is not a taina. You need another taina by yayin and kiddush. So there, without the yayin, you couldn't say kiddush. So therefore, Rav says, I'm like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is saying the two reasons. You need both reasons. And here, you don't have those reasons. You only have the reason of tadir, and that alone is not enough. Rav Bachana Amalach, I know Darren Philip Beshami. You have to know why you have to speak this out. Why is that Shkim like Beshami? Tomorrow I speak it out. Rav Bachana Amalach, I know Darren Philip Beshami. I hold even like Beshami. That means really go wash a tadir. I be shami doesn't go wash a tadir. There he has a svara that the day is causing the wine to come. Without the day, you wouldn't have wine. Avahacha, he loves sukkah. Even without a sukkah, without the structure called a sukkah, mila marina is man, you say is man, every yontav he says man. So therefore, you don't have that svara of shami, and maybe even shami will agree to say tadir and tadir garden. So upon him right now, there's machloikis Rav and Rav Bachana. What's the halacha of sukkah? What comes first, sukkah then zman, or zman then sukkah? And really, the machloikis is: do you say tadir v'shen and tadir kaidim? Really, that's the machloikis. Tanan, now we bring a right from our Mishnah. Tanan, ba'atzeres on Shavuos when you're giving out the lechem upon him and shtei lechem, oim eloi, you tell the kahanim helich matzah helich chametz. Here is the matzah, and then you say here's the chametz. So what do you split first? The matzah. Break the Gemara, Vahacha, what's the main thing of the day? Shtei HaLechem. And still he's saying, Hei Lech Matzah, which is Lechem upon him. The carbon of the day of special, everyone knows, Shuah, Shtei HaLechem. Vahacha, the Chometz Iker, because it's Shtei HaLechem, Matzah Tafel, Lechem upon him is Tafel. But Ketani, Hei Lech Matzah, Hei Lech Chometz. You do first Matzah and Chometz. What's Pshat? Because Tadir. Because Lechem upon him is Tadir. They see Matzah first. So it's Tuf to the Rav, it's a Kasha and Rav. Amlach Rav, you're right. Our Mishnah is not like me, but Tanoi is Plagas Tanoim. The Tanya, Helech Matzah, Helech Chometz. The Bride says what you should say is first Matzah, then Chometz. Abashal, no. Helech Chometz, Helech Matzah. You first say Chometz, then Matzah. So Abashal is like Rav. You first say Chometz, then Matzah. Why? Because Chometz is the carbon of the day. What's the Alachal Maisa? Doros Rav Nachman Bar Rav Chista. Loik Adivir Rav. He passed not like Rav. The Omar Sukkah Vachazman, that you say first, Leishav Sukkah, then Shachiyonu. He says, no, Elzman first, and then Vachazman, then Leishav Sukkah. First say Shachiyonu, and Leishav Sukkah. Rav Sheish is ready. Rav Idi Omar Sukkah Vachazman. First say Leishav, and then you say Shachiyonu. What's the halacha? Then Hilcha, so we paskin Sukkah Vachazman. First Leishav by Sukkah, and then Shachiyonu. So Tosis asks, it's not like a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah said, our Mishnah, Stam, said Matzah then Chometz, which means what? First Matzah, which is the Tadir, then the Chometz. And here we're saying, we're passing the Mice, you don't do the Tadir first. So that's Tosfos asks the Kasha. So the Rosh, it is an interesting Rosh. The Rosh says in Siman Daled, the reason why you say late Shev Basukah before Zman is because you want the Shech Yonum to not only go on the Yomtiv, you want to go on the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So you first say late Shev Basukah, and therefore the Shech Yonum go on the Mitzvah of Sukkah. Zok the Rosh in Perek Daled, Siman Daled. Therefore, the second night of Sukkot, where you already made a Shechiyonu on the mitzvah of Sukkot, it turns out, you already had the mitzvah of Sukkot. So then, Zokta Rosh, you first say Zman, and then Leishav Sukkot. It says, Yesh menag gedoyel ma'imrim, the Beleil Sheni, Oma Zman Tchila, the Zman Lekoya Sukkot. And then you think, so Frank the Karmel Sanna, where do you get this from? So the Karmel Sanna, you got it from here. Because here, we can pass the Rav, the Stam Mishnah like Rav. So the reason why Hilchasa first Sukkah Achazman is only the first night, and the reason is because the Zman is going on the mitzvah of Sukkah. But by the second night, not. And that's how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, that's our minute. The first night you say Sukkah Ba'achazman, which means first Leishav Sukkah, then Shechiyonu. And the second night of Sukkah, you first say Shechiyonu, then Leishav Sukkah, because it's not going on the Sukkah anymore, it's going on the Yom. And that's Tadir, and it's Tadir Kaidin. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Mishmar Shazmanai Kavua, it says in the end of the Mishnah that on all the regular kabbonis of the day, the Mishmar of the week of Yom Tov, whoever that Mishmar lined up, he does all that. The Mishnah reads like this: Mishmar Shazmanai Kavua, who makrev Tamidim, he brings a Tamidim, the Dorim and Davis, any of the Dorim and Davis that people brought, the Shar Kabbonis Sibur, who makrev as a Kayal. What does the two extra words mean? Shar Kabbonis Sibur, makrev as a Kayal, what's that? The Gemara explains. The Shar Kabbonis Sibur, if a parhelm dava punk landed up that week, a parhelm dava is if Bezda makes a mistake and passes something that's high of Karas, then you bring a special carbon called parhelm dava shal tzibur. So if it lands up on that week, on the week of Sukkot, then the regular mishmar week gets that. And same thing with tzibur veris chavim, when they make a mistake in a avodah zarah. Then it says, who makir veris hakoil? What's that? La asuye. It's a special pushka that people who brought kabbonis that became possible and had to be paid, and different stories like that, the extra money went into the kayetz mizbeach pushka. So who gets that, those kabbonis? The mishmar of the week. That's what we learn from Humak Zakah. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. This Mishnah is discussing further the lachos of lechem upon him regarding to mishmaros will end up there on Yomtiv. Yomtiv by Soma for Shabbos, a Yomtiv that lands up next to Shabbos. It means it was a Yom Tov then Shabbos, right? They could right one to another. Bein milafaneha, bein laachareha. Say if the Yom Tov is right before Shabbos, which means Yom Tov is on a Friday. Say bein laachareha. Say Yom Tov is on a Sunday. Hayikol mishmaros Shabbos lechil lechem upon him. All the mishmaros split evenly and lechem upon him. And we'll explain this a little better when we see the Gemara. Explain a little bit better. But if there was a Shabbos Yom Tov 2 days in a row, so 2 days in a row, they split lechem upon him. If there was one day in between, which means Yom Tov was on a Thursday, and then there was an open Friday, where the Mishmaros had a chance to go home. So now the only staying is because they didn't want to go home like on the Friday. So it's a little bit of a taina, but it's not enough of a taina that should all split evenly now to lechem upon them. So Chalias Yom Echol LaHapsik BeItayim Mishmar Shazmanei Kavua Hayinot LaEsachalos. The two Mishmaros that their Zman Kavua, the one leaving, one getting, they get altogether 10. Ba'amisakev, and the Mishmaros who are stuck there for Shabbos, Noito Shtayim, they get two. They get the other two. U'mishayim o'zishana, on a regular week, a regular Shabbos all year round, ha'nichnas, the one coming in, the Mishmar coming in, Noito Shesh, va'yayitzi Noito Shesh, the one leaving gets six. Rav Yehuda argues, the one coming in gets seven of the loaves, va'yayitzi Noito Chomesh, and the one leaving gets five. There's altogether 12, he'll break it up seven and five. Hanechnosim, the mishpah coming in, where do they get the chalukah of lechem upon him? Betzafim, chalukah betzafim, the sand betzafim, to show they're the ones coming in. Tzafim is the more chashiv aside, that's where you bring the kabanas, you shech the kabanas, so that's where they stood. Vayyotz, and one who were leaving with Dharam, they stood in Dharam. Bilga is one of the mishmaris. If you look at the whole list of mishmaris, one of the mishmaris is Bilga. That mishmar, lo'ilam chalek is Dharam, you always give it out to them in Dharam, in the less chashiv aside. But we'll see why, because there's a knas. And another thing knas they had is, to this whole mishmah, they give a knas, tabasa kavua. Their tabas, their ring that held down the animal to shecht it, there was 24 rings, but each mishmah had their own ring. Their ring was cemented into the ground, and didn't work, and they had to use someone else's ring. It was also bazaar for them, it was also a knas, we'll see why. V'chaloyna stuma, and their window was closed up, which means they had a little cubby where they kept behind the heichel, behind the ulam, where they kept their knives. Theirs was closed up. And we'll see in the Gemara about that. Now, the Gemara first discusses the first line in the Mishnah. The first line in the Mishnah says, a yomtiv that lands up on right before Shabbos, right after Shabbos, everyone splits lechem panim equally. So, my milafneha, my lechra, what does that mean? What does it mean right before, right after? Ilay milafneha, yomtiv rishon, if it means that yomtiv rishon landed up on a Friday, and lechra means that Shmini Atzeres landed up on a Sunday. Lachra yomtiv achron. So, that's pasha that they split lechem panim. Why? Hainu Shabbos Shabbos Seichachag. That is a yomtiv on Sukkos. So Yontif on Sukkos, we already said that if a Yontif lands up on Sukkos, we already said if a Shabbos lands up on Sukkos, on the Yontif, then everyone splits up lechem upon him. So if it's a case where the first day Yontif is on a Friday and last day Yontif is on a Sunday, that's Shabbos Shabbos Shechachag. We said that already. Elo, the Mar says, you know what the case over here is different. Elo, for now, Yontif Achron, which means like this, Shemini Atzeres lands up on a Friday. So really, Shabbos is not Yontif. Still, they get all split up because they couldn't go home. Because they can't go home. And yeah, lefanel yom tovachron. La'achareha means yom tovrishon. It means if the first day landed on Sunday also, they have no choice. They have to come before Shabbos to be here for yom tov. So then they all split up evenly. Since they have to come first, they have to stay there, Rebbe Masak and everyone splits evenly. But the Mishnah said that if there's one day in between, let's say Shmini Atzeres ended on a Thursday, so then you could have gone home on Friday. But they decided they don't want to travel on Friday, which is very commendable, very nice. But still, they're not mamish, have to be here, so they only get two. They don't split up evenly. If there's a day in between, they could have gone home. They don't get evenly, like when the Shabbos is attached to Yontif. Even though the Shabbos is not on Yontif, the Shabbos is not on Sukkos, but still, since it's attached, then they for sure split evenly.